عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Creator, our Master, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhim ajma'een. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is his last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih, ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, be conscious of Allah as you ought to be conscious of Him, and do not die except you are Muslims. That means you remain Muslims, begin as Muslims until the end, and nobody knows when the end will come. So be Muslim all the time. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. We are in the month of Rajab. And this month is known for the great event of Isra and Mi'raj, the night journey of the Prophet ﷺ from Makkah to Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem to heavens. It was a great event, a very significant event, and the greatest miracle that was given to any prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophets have received great miracles, but this is the greatest miracle, that a human being was taken from the earth, from Makkah to Jerusalem, and then from there taken to heaven, and saw the many ajaib wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuriyahu min ayatina, so that we show him our signs. And then he came back the same night in a short time. All of this happened in the month of Rajab. The month of Rajab is a sacred month, min al-ashr al-hurum. And we are approaching, of course, the month of Ramadan. There are only about six weeks left for this great month that is coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and give us the tawfiq and hidayah that we take the full benefit of this great month. But I would like to reflect a little on the ayah that I recited about from Surah Al-Isra, the first ayah of Surah Al-Isra. Actually, the first part of this ayah. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. Glory be to him who took his servant by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِعَبْدِهِ, took his servant. Allah did not say bi rasulih, took his messenger. Allah did not say asra bi nabiyyih, his nabi. Allah did not even say asra bi Muhammad salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, took Muhammad salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Instead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word bi abdih, his servant. So, to be the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest honor. There is no other honor greater than that. To be the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He served Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as best as a human being can do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his most significant moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him as servant. فَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبِ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. If you have any doubt what we have revealed to our servant, then bring a book like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an honor to the Prophet ﷺ that he was given the book. But Allah said, مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. And then Allah says, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابَ وَلَمْ يَعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. In Surah Al-Kahf. Praise be to Allah, who sent down the book upon his servant. أَنزَلَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوفُ كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا. And when the servant of Allah stood to pray, the kuffar, the non-believers, they were almost going to storm him. They were almost going to hit him. كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا. And Allah says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Blessed is he who sent down the Furqan, the criteria to distinguish between the right and wrong, between the haq and batil, upon his servant, so that he be a warner for the worlds. So these great moments of the giving of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning his prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him as his servant. Prophet Muhammad had the honor and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his servant. And this is mentioned in the Quran in many other occasions for the true believers also, because the believers follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow the example of the messengers of Allah, and especially the last prophet. So many places in the Quran you have the believers are mentioned as ibad, and Allah is kind to his ibad. Fabashir ibad, wallahu raufun bil ibad, wa ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna. يَا عِبَادِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ. Many places you'll find that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses his servants, obedient servants, as ibad. Islam is the religion of dignity and honor. Islam is the religion of freedom, but not freedom from Allah. Honor, yes. But the greatest honor of the human being is to be the servant of Allah. The servitude to other beings may be a disgrace. The servitude to anybody else is a dishonor. But servitude to Allah is the greatest honor of the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings for this purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created human beings to serve me. When you feel that you are servant of Allah, then you feel humble. And this humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the rank, high rank. مَن تَوَادَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعُهُ اللَّهِ. Whosoever becomes humble for the sake of Allah, Allah will honor him, raise him up. So the rank of the human being becomes great when he is humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest sign of humbleness is when we come to pray and we go into sajda before the Lord Almighty. This sajda, أَقْرَبَ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. A person comes closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he or she is in sajda. Sajda is the great honor of the human being. Shaitan refused that. There are people that when it's asked to them that sajda, bow down to Allah, they refuse. And Allah says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَيْذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe to those who deny that, for those who reject that. So when we pray, stand up, make qiyam, ruku, and then we go into sajda, this is an honor for us. And we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given the tawfiq to do that. Because there are many people. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heaven and the earth. And some human beings too. But there are some who don't. So be thankful to Allah when you have this tawfiq and this hidayah, this guidance that you bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were the ibad of Allah. They were the servants of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. We have given this wording, this verdict, we have given that for our servants who were the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And what did we say to them? إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ. They will be victorious. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. And our soldiers, they are going to win. Eventually, they are going to win. So the prophets of Allah, عِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. وَاسْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And mention our ibad, our servants, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that some people claim that he was not the servant, but he was the son. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that no, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ. Masih will never deny that, will never disdain that he is the servant of Allah. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا عَبْدٌ أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ. He was abd, he was the servant of Allah, but we honored him. So the honor, my brothers and sisters, is in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the purpose of our creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is the reality. And we are, as Muslims, we entered Islam by recognizing that أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness Muhammad salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, his servant and his messenger. His servant and messenger. In one of the hadiths, it is mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salam was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and an angel came. And the Prophet Jibreel said, this angel has first time come to the earth. He never came since the creation of this earth. Never came to the earth. First time he came. And he said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you want to be the king or you want to be a servant and messenger? That is, it is your choice. That is, you want to be king or you want to be a servant and messenger? And Rasulullah said, I want to be a servant messenger. I want to be a servant messenger. Because no king is equal to the servant messenger. The servant messenger is the highest being, the greatest being. He said, Abdan Rasulan. وَلَكِنْ عَبْدًا رَسُولًا. But I want to be a servant and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray a lot. When his wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said to him, why do you pray so much? But Allah has forgiven you. She said, Afala akuna. He said, Afala akuna abdan shakura. Should I not be a servant who is grateful to Allah? Should I not be a servant who is grateful to Allah? And he was most grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why we have this emphasis in Islam and reminding us again and again that all the prophets of Allah were servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salam alayhi was a servant of Allah. And you are all servants of Allah. Why we have that? Because this is the reality. There's nothing else. You are not nothing more than servant. As human being, you are nothing but servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to recognize that. And once you recognize that, you become better people. Second thing is, this concept takes away the arrogance. Istikbar. Istikbar is the greatest sin, but makes a person humble. Be humble. And the third thing is, which not too many people know that, but our scholar emphasized that, the ibadah is ghayatul khudu' ma ghayatul hubb. What is ibadah? Ibadah is ghayatul khudu' ma ghayatul hubb. It is the ultimate submission with ultimate love. If somebody is only submitting but not loving, he's not doing ibadah. If somebody is only loving but not submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not ibadah. Ibadah is ghayatul khudu' ma ghayatul hubb. And the fourth thing that we have to remember in this concept, that those who serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love, they are the one who serve the humanity, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take care of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with kindness and care. So if you love Allah, be good to His creation. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this humbleness in our hearts, in our minds, and make us capable of that. Make us those who serve Allah and serve the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dignity and with honor. Allahumma ja'alna mu'mineen وأدخلنا في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اجعلنا مؤمنين وأدخلنا في عبادك الصالحين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. The story of Isra and Mi'raj has many lessons, and alhamdulillah, every year we remind ourselves the significance of this event and the lessons of this event, and we'll do that inshallah at our masjid on the 26th of February, which will be Saturday, I think. On Saturday evening, inshallah, you will get more information. We'll talk about this event of Isra and Mi'raj and its significance, its meanings for our life, how we can take lessons from that. Now, I would like to remember some people who are not well and their families are requesting dua for them. Brother Lahwari Siba, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Naqshuddin Momand, Brother Haysam Bundokchi, Sister Atiya Hassan, Sister Nargis Akhtar, Brother Munib Khan, Brother Muhammad Makhdoumi, Brother Farooq, Brother Imran Memon, and baby Muhammad Haroon. Make dua for all the, and also sister Sherry Ahdavi. Please make dua for their health. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih anta shafi la shafi illa anta shifaan la yughadiru saqma. Also make dua maghfira for brother Abdullah Umran Idara, brother Maqbool Ahmed Butt, Sister Fasiha Barhami, Brother Saduddin Ashi, Brother Shaheed Ghayas, Sister Bushra Malik, Brother Habibur Rahman Ubaidi, and Brother Abdul Rahman Khan. May Allah bless them. May Allah give them the place in Jannah. May Allah give patience to their families and to their friends. Inshallah, we'll be praying Salatul Janazah for Brother Muhammad Anwar after Salat al-Jum'ah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء والعمه المعزمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واستقيموا please make straight lines be close to each other الحمد لله we can be close to each other may Allah save us and protect us الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بالحب صلاة الجنازة. Please stand up. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Any immediate family members, any brothers want to be in the front area, please come. May Allah bless you, please. Come forward, come forward. Three people in one. And as a reminder, Salatul Janaza has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hand, hold them, recite Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmak wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk, or you can say Suratul Fatiha. And second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, Salat Ibrahimiyya. And third takbir, after that a special dua, Allahumma qfil hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Those who do not remember this dua, they can say Allahumma ighfir lahu warham, Allahumma ighfir lahu warham, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah have mercy upon him. And then four takbir and then salam on both sides. So please turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking his forgiveness for the person who passed away and for all of us. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد. الله أكبر. اللهم اغفر لنا. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه. اللهم اكرم نزله ووسع مدخله. اللهم اغسل خطاياه بالماء والثلج والبرد. اللهم نقيه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم جازه بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا. اللهم يسر حسابه. اللهم يمن كتابه. اللهم أجزل ثوابه يا الله. اللهم صبر أهله. اللهم نبل قبره يا الله. اللهم نبل قبره ووسع مدخله يا الله. رب اغفر وارحمه وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا إذا سرنا إلى ما صار إليه. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه برحمتك يا رب. بارك الله فيكم. May Allah bless you. Please give some time for people pray sunnah and then after that the body can be taken to the world. بارك الله فيكم. May Allah bless you. أعظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزاءكم.